disappointing on Saturday, but the positive must outweigh the obvious negative. 48 hours on, how has morale been today?
Yeah, really good. Look, I always look at the end of the game. It's very hard to analyse a game with all the emotion after a game like that, because the initial thing is that everyone's down. When you concede a late goal like that, and Braintree probably felt the same the weekend before when we scored late on, even though we deserved to win that game, and I don't feel this game we deserve to lose. But that emotion's very high. So the lads have gone away, like you say. It was a real positive. We've done our debrief today as much as the prep for Carlisle, and you can only come up with positives. The only thing, they had four counter-attacks in the whole game, which is really good. So the lads, the detail of keeping teams locked in their half and have another wave of attack showed in the amount of crosses that we put in the box, and the stats were incredibly in our favour. So yeah, it was a really pleasing performance.
Any injury concerns ahead of Carlisle on Tuesday? Ollie Banks, progress update on him?
Ollie Banks is getting closer. He trained today and joined in the bits that we did, which is very good. It's probably too close for Tuesday night, but he's getting closer.
So possibly okay for Forest Green on Saturday?
Potentially Forest Green, as long as we don't have any kind of reoccurrences or anything like that.
Carlisle will arrive with massive support tomorrow night. Brilliant atmosphere, hopefully, at the LNER Stadium. They'll surely come to play to win, as opposed to what we saw on Saturday from Solihull. Is that what you expect?
Yeah, look, I never look at teams coming here not to win. I think everyone has their game plan. I think Solihull kind of had their game plan and they've won the game. And that was probably, if they could write a script, that's how the script they would have wanted to be. Score as late as they can, so there's no chance for us to get back into it. So if I was looking at Solihull's game plan for them, they've probably believed that it was almost perfect. So look, I look at Carlisle, they pose different threats in different areas of the pitch. I think that they've got a top line in this division that's probably one of the strongest, and it's been proven so far this season in the way that they're scoring goals. So look, we know their threats, but also we know their weaknesses, and we've got to make sure that we expose their weaknesses and play to our strengths.
Still early in the season, only 8 games played, 8th in the table with games in hand. Is there any more pressure now on tomorrow night than there was last Saturday?
No, I think every game... For us as a football club, there's pressure. I think it's the pressure we put on ourselves and the demands of where we want to be come the end of the season. So I think the demands of the pressure that we put on ourselves are bigger than any game that we kind of go into, because we want to win every game that we go into.
We mentioned missing Ollie Banks for a few weeks. Are you looking to try to bring anybody in on loan to cover, or are you happy with the squad as it is?
Look, we're happy with the squad at the minute. I think people have stepped up to the plate when they've been called upon, and it was no different on Saturday. I think that Joe was brilliant. Without that final little bit that he deserved, he got a goal against Braintree. So I think everyone's performing to a very high level at the minute. So look, we'll keep going with the squad that we've got. We're really happy with it.